in words you want. Here it is.
Ashabdam sparsham arupam avyayam tatharasam nityam agandhavachayad anadyanandam mahataparam dhruvam nijayatan mrityumukhat pramuchyade.
By knowing which, nijaya, by experiencing which, by awakening to which, by gaining the direct knowledge of which, mrityumukhad, from the jaws of death, pramuchyade, that individual escapes. All of us are having our wonderful life of luxurious pleasures. Where? Between the joys of death. Isn't it? When is it you are away from death, please? Anybody can guarantee anything? We may make plans. 1984. Yes, I will come. Stupidly, the Swami says, and the Lord must be laughing. The fool doesn't know whether he is going to live tomorrow. In his heart condition, he may not be in the evening. He says, 84, yes. Which month, Swami? Ask the other fool. The Swami comes down to that level and says, August. Hey, there is no harm you making the sankalpa, but realizing that it is to be fulfilled by him. You make the satya sankalpa, the good intentions and plans. We are all ever living in the jaws of death. Lord has not, that Lord death has not crushed it because he is yawning. And we are inside and planning. That is all. How frail is our existence, paradise. But the man or the individual who has known this truth, he goes beyond the jaws of death. In this entire realm of Einsteinian world of time and space. Within time, everything is constantly dying. Time corrodes everything. Once you have understood that, realized that, experienced it, had the knowledge of the higher state, awakened to it, you have gone beyond time, and therefore, Lord Death can do nothing. Time can do nothing. Lord Death, another name for Lord Death is Kala. Kala vai bhairava. Kala. Kala is in Sanskrit, means time. Time is death. Death is time. Death is finitude. Finitude can function only in the realm of time. He goes beyond a time and therefore beyond the finitude. There is no end. It is infinite, eternal. By knowing what? Ashabdam. That state where ashabdam, there is no sound. Huh? No sound means? Sound is a sense object. Is perceived by the ears. We are going into that which is behind the ears, which awares all the sounds. Sound is object perceived. In the subject, there are no objects. When I am seeing a dog, who is the subject? There are people who say the dog is the subject. As just as we generally say, subject of discussion is a most vulgar statement. Object of discussion The subject of discussion is me. Everywhere in the advertisements or in the programs, you find the subject of discussion. Subject of discussion. I am the subject. The object that I am discussing is the various topics. Never mind. Ashabdam. Without words, sounds. Asparisham. Without touch. It is not something that Bhagavan Paramatma is so soft. Anything soft, I touch, then the understanding comes, it is soft by relatively experiencing other things that I have touched, then I judge, it is soft. If the judgment of the intellect is soft, but this softness is illumined by the awareness, I become conscious, the soft or the hard. Soft and hard as a touch. What we are searching is the consciousness that illumines it. The subject. The subject, the consciousness is not soft when I am touching soft. Hard when I am hard. No. Asparisha, arupam, without any form. Form is that which the eyes see. But we are talking of the eye or the eye. The power behind the eye, because of which the eye, what, we become conscious of what the eyes are seeing. Avyayam, immutable. Vyaya, expenditure. Avyayam, that which cannot be expended. Meaning, that which is irreducible. Ever the same. Everything else is slowly reducing itself and dying away. Is that which is permanent. Avyayam. Tatha, similarly. Arasam, with no taste. Nityam, eternal. Agandhavacha, no smell. So it is, you know, the point is, the form, color, smell, taste, touch are all the functions of the intellect. Function of the body, sense organs. Sense organs cannot perceive them without the consciousness. We are talking of the consciousness. What is that? That which has none of these properties and therefore not perceivable by the sense organs. Agandhavacha. Anadhyanandam. Adi and anda, that which has no beginning or end. Beginning and end can be only in the level of time. The talk started, the talk is not ending even though it is time. Anadi ananda, this reality is the father of time and therefore there is no beginning nor an end. Beginning and end is only in time. Time itself came in consciousness. Therefore, consciousness was before the beginning of time. And if you can conceive the end of time, still the consciousness continues. Time is perceived. We are aware of time. So awareness, that is aware, knowing the time, is not time. Is beyond time. Mahadaparam dhruvam, beyond, vast, beyond, because it's unconditioned by anything. Dhruvam, satyam, that which was, is, and shall ever be. That state, nichaya, having realized that state, known that state, experienced that state, determined that state. Determination, knowing are not the function of the intellect. When you awaken to that state, mrityumukhat pramrityate, you are no more in the realm of change. You are the changeless in the midst of all change. Try to be that and watch the change moving around will be the exercise in meditation. Mrityumukhat pramuchyate.